This is Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Today's Yampa Valley Gives Day. Local nonprofits in Routt and Moffat counties are asking for your support of their organizations. You can donate through yvgives.org. Colorado Parks and Wildlife and the Colorado Department of Ag have sent an update to confirm that the process has begun to bring 15 gray wolves from British Columbia to Colorado. It will happen sometime between January and March. The email says the groups have listened to feedback and plan to incorporate that feedback into an expanded and improved conflict minimization program for Colorado's livestock producers. The email did not say where this next round of wolves will be released. A meeting for the proposed Mountain Rail project was Monday night in Steamboat Springs. Paul DeRocher is the director of the Division of Transit and Rail for Colorado Department of Transportation.
For us, the win is to be able to talk about a passenger rail service that is unlike any other in the world. It has the opportunity for economic development, for a safe and affordable transportation option for folks in the Yampa Valley and throughout this entire alignment between Craig and Denver.
Elected officials were also at the meeting from Hayden and Craig, Oak Creek, Steamboat Springs, and Routt County. The Moffat County School District is being awarded a grant for $1.57 million to help with their capital projects fund next year. The focus will be an overhaul on the heating, ventilation, and cooling systems at Moffat County High School and Sunset Elementary School in Craig. State Representative Megan Lukens has been named chair of the Colorado House Education Committee.
As a teacher and having served on the House Education Committee in the 74th General Assembly, I understand firsthand the challenges and opportunities in our education system. I look forward to working with my colleagues to strengthen Colorado schools and ensure every student has the resources and support they need to succeed.
The appointment was made by Speaker of the House Julie McCluskey. Lukens also serves on the House Agriculture, Water, and Natural Resources Committee. She represents House District 26. That includes Routt, Moffat, Rio Blanco counties, and most of Eagle County. Craig City Council meets tonight. One agenda item is the discussion and action for a letter of support for Memorial Regional Health's geothermal efforts. That meeting starts at 6:30. Steamboat Springs City Council also meets tonight. The project activity plan with the Steamboat Springs Redevelopment Authority is on the agenda. There's a work session on an update from community builders and regulations for natural medicine. Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club athletes had many top finishes over the weekend in ski jumping and Nordic combined. Also, the Rocky Mountain Freestyle season opener was Saturday. Shane Mariano took the men's overall title. For the women, Annabelle Ayed was second and Mia Sakowitz third overall. The Steamboat Skating Club sent 18 skaters to the Aspen Invitational over the past weekend. The figure skaters ages 8 to 14 came home with 7 first place finishes. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.